Well, doll. It seems like you missed me, didn't you? The feeling's mutual. Every now and then, I still get glimpses of who I was before I killed him. Does it scare you when I show that? In a certain twisted way, I'm still that same hero. It's what they said, isn't it, doll? You either die a hero or live just long enough to see yourself become the villain. But am I? In your opinion, am I the villain? You can be honest with me. It's a good answer, honestly. To be fair, I get lost in that very same feeling. It's not so much that I want to hurt people, but that the system needs to break down to its atoms. And if I'm honest, killing never really bothered me. It's just a tool, isn't it? An analytical component that just happens to be a little fun. As for the rest of it, it's all strategy. You understand that, don't you? After all, you've always loved strategy, haven't you? At least in some capacity. You were always thinking ahead, back when we were in UA. I remember everything like it was yesterday. We weren't even in UA that long. Before it all fell apart. Before everything got ruined. How was I supposed to know? One punch, and he was paste on the wall. I never felt so horrified. And I never wanted to admit it. But I never felt so powerful. So in control of my own destiny as when that smug bastard, Tomura, learned his name was Tenko later. Oh, come on, you remember when? It was when I was ripping the eyes out of All For One. When he was trying so desperately to heal faster than I could rip him to bits. It was so fun to take down someone who took everything from me. He set it up, I'm sure, even if he looked so scared and sad. I didn't care. Why would I show mercy just because I had the upper hand? He ruined the lives of so many. A scumbag. Don't you think the trash deserves to be taken out? Villains, heroes, anyone who uses their power, their abilities, their quirks, their mind for injustice deserves to share his fate. Another part of me looks in the mirror and I see it. What they see. I've lost myself. I've become a monster. But one with a purpose is what I tell myself. It's a purpose of justice and reason and to help you. To save them. To make something of myself. So I wonder if it's just me lying. Or including myself. What do you think, doll? Am I still a hero? Or am I just a villain convincing himself that justice is whatever I make it? Yeah, something like that. Hey, snap out of it, doll. I wouldn't want you to break. In fact, if I'm honest, I think you're one of the few things that keeps me sane enough to be aware of what I'm doing. It'd be so easy to just get lost in the feelings. The satisfaction of taking down scum, watching the life drain from their eyes. I laugh and I cry at the same time. It's so beautiful and yet it's so fucked up. It's the self-realization. When you know how fucked up you are, that really gets me. I never asked to be this, but I can't deny my nature. I can only reshape it so that the monster does something good. And I realized it's a mess, isn't it? I never showed you what was behind that door, did I? 'Cause I was ashamed back then. I saw you, the horror in your eyes at the way I avoided it. If you saw it then, would you still have stuck with me, doll? Or should I say, puppy? I never got tired of that pet name for you. Get it, pet name? But at some point I stopped using it out of guilt. I realized that those times deserved to be their own innocent interpretation. And I was so sad that I couldn't. I won't break anymore, but I can't fix myself either. And even if I could, I've gone too far, I've done too much. You know that as well as I do. So when the time comes, let go of me. Or you'll become just as bad. It's addictive, you know. Once you take the life of something, it's like you change. It's twisted and it's wrong, but you understand your nature the most at that very moment. I tried to deny what I was so many times. But make no mistake. Well, I'm a monster. I'm your monster, aren't I, doll? It's so weird when morals of bygone pasts come to haunt me just enough that I question everything just a little bit. And all I know my choices. They haunt you too, don't they? My descent into madness was never your fault. It was my own weakness. My own obsession. never blame yourself for that. But what's there to be sad about anymore? It's just, I'll be whatever you want me to, but I'll never stop being me. I can't. I'm not just a monster that belongs to you, that you have wrapped around your finger. I'm the monster of a man who's very articulately aware of every introspective moment, every feeling, every chaos that I've inflicted. I've done so only with the feigned death of my sanity, because I'm still me. No matter how much I try and deny it, I'm still me.